I am Brandon Johnson. I am the middle child of Andrew and Wilma, and this is what Chicago sounds like. Originally grew up in Elgin, and then my father decided to raise us west. Our playtime consisted of jumping off of roofs on top of mattresses, playing in playgrounds, the fields, the parks, you name it, you know, we hung out there. For me, the hot spots were always any place that you can go to roller skate. One of the hardest things about roller skating, by the way, is actually being able to stop. So I would just use the wall. It just made more sense. You know, my heart, of course, is in gospel music. But, you know, during that time period, DeBarge was like the group that I'm most fond of. I Like It is like the hit of all hits. Ooh. And I Like It. Am I ruining my political career by trying to sing, by the way? All This Love is Waiting for You. You can tell I was a romantic when I was 4 or 5 years old, so. Toby Wegwe is like my dude, though. I still find a lot of inspiration in jazz in particular. So I'm a big fan of Abby Lincoln. Gregory Porter is my guy, you know, hands down. Of course, there's a host of gospel artists that I still listen to. I do find Kendrick Lamar's music to be not only potent, but vibrant, and it articulates like a consciousness that is underrated. So those are just some of the artists that I rock with. I was very blessed to grow up in a household where, you know, public service was a part of our everyday experience, and it was deeply tethered to our faith. And so when my parents decided to start their own church, the activation of community service was something that was a requirement, but it was really something that I enjoyed. That work of service and being responsible one to another was something that was deeply embedded. And then when I grew up, you know, I knew that one day that I would serve young people. So I didn't really know what that capacity would ultimately entail, but it inevitably led to me becoming a public school teacher. What I saw, though, was I just saw the gross inequities that exist in our society, and they play out in a more exaggerative way within the classroom. And that's what led me to eventually organizing, and from organizing, really pushing the political space to be more responsive to the people that I was accountable to. And when the reaction was met with animus, I knew that I had to take it to another level. And that's when I, you know, pushed myself into the political space, running for office, a county commissioner to mayor. It's the commitment to service and people that ultimately draws out the very best of who I am. And I'm hoping to continue to do that for the next 23 years in office. Living in Austin, wonderful. Humble Park, hands down, beautiful. Cabrini Green, where I taught. I mean, these are neighborhoods, you know, that really played an important part of my own maturation. My uncle did a lot of youth programming work in Cabrini Green, where I inevitably became a teacher. And my, you know, great memories were living in Humble Park, first of all. That was awesome. The number of restaurants down Division Avenue, if I get to naming them, of course, I'm going to find myself in trouble. But there was one. It's not there anymore. It's probably a little bit more controversial. But I liked Coco's, by the way, when it was on Division Avenue. There's a Smoke Daddy just a little bit further to the east. When I was eating pork, the big knuckle rib tips were amazing. But of course, living in Austin on the west side, I mean, it is by far, the west side is the best side. And we count Humble Park as the west side too, by the way. Being a part of the faith community in places like Cabrini, Humble Park, Austin, West South Side, shout out to the South Side, of course, 43rd and State Street. I don't want to get into the White Sox versus Cubs or, you know, Heralds versus Uncle Remus. We're not going to do that today. I'm just going to say, for the sake of all of us in Chicago, the key is as much mild sauce on top of the chicken and fries and the bread as possible. How's that? I remember organizing, particularly in North Lawndale and Austin, but more specifically North Lawndale, the history of just resistance in North Lawndale. It's quite potent, right? It was the place in which Dr. King found rest.
The city that sits on the banks of Lake Michigan, the beautiful city of brotherhood.
And when our public education was being attacked in a very provocative way with school closings and privatization. I remember standing outside of schools in North Lawndale, leafleting and flyering parents to come out to community meetings, knocking on doors, robocalls, talking to teachers. And I mean, you're probably making contacts with really dozens and dozens and dozens of people. And then what would be the community response to these attacks against our public school system? The turnout was very humbling. What I learned from that was that there are a number of people who recognize the righteousness and the righteous position and stance when we do organize. I was just always struck by the resilience, the consciousness, the clarity of people who have been marginalized and quite frankly oppressed by government systems and their understanding of what it takes to build power. It's through those collective acts that, as difficult as it was affirmation that our political power was not just simply confined to a community meeting or even a public hearing, that our ultimate organizing and political action has led to one of the most progressive city councils in the history of Chicago. There is an adjustment to, you know, hoodies, winter vests, a messy car, to wearing suits every day, getting two haircuts a week, and I don't even drive myself anymore. So let me just name that. That there is a seismic shift from where I was just a handful of years ago. I am technically the first mayor in the last several mayors to be elected and have no political ties to the political establishment or machinery. That this is a unique shift politically. Right now, it doesn't mean that we necessarily have all of the answers, and it doesn't mean that all of those other previous administrations or mayors were automatically all bad human beings, right? This is not what I'm saying. But there is a uniqueness about this particular moment that we're in, that the history of organizing in this city has gotten us to this moment. And it's ultimately going to be organizing in this moment that will help to inherit a much better system than we inherited.
What do you hope that we say and feel about you after all this?
Wow, that's I do appreciate that question. I hope you know that I appreciate it more than you realize. I want people to know that I love people, that loving people means that you're willing to invest in them. I want people to know that during my administration, that they were able to find their purpose, their pathway, what their contribution would be. I ultimately want to be judged by my administration's ability to make true of what public accommodations in particular should provide, which is guaranteed access. And that's education, housing, jobs, healthcare, you know, transportation, a healthy environment. That's something that I'm hoping that people walk away with from my time as mayor, that I loved people enough to invest in them. I really wish more Chicagoans could see the city of Chicago through the lens of the mayor. We really are a remarkable space. We're the truly, truly the greatest freaking city in the world. I am Brandon Johnson. I am the middle child of Andrew and Wilma, and this is what Chicago sounds like.